somebody, and that person would be stressed as hell as they run away from that tiger. But when they got away from that tiger, the stress would disappear and they'd go back into their life again. And that's the way biology designed the stress response, only to be used in acute circumstances to run away for that moment. But we live in a world today where stress is 24/7.
Constant,
so that
yes.
means 24/7, you are inhibiting your growth and you're shutting down your immune system, and now you become very susceptible to the things that cause illness. And, I just want to add the last aspect of that stress thing, because there are three things. Shut down growth, shut down the immune system.
The third thing, right? What was the third one? No response at all, right?
The third response to stress, and this is very important because it's affecting our world profoundly today, and that is when an individual is in a stress response. Remember I said the blood vessels in the gut get constricted, so I can force the blood to the arms and legs, so it's more effective. Well, when a person is under stress, the blood vessels in the forebrain are constricted just like the gut vessels. Same chemistry, same response. And the reason for that is when I constrict the blood vessels in the forebrain, it forces the blood to the hindbrain, and that's where reaction, reflex, responses occur, reactive responses to a threat. Not thinking, but just, fast, very fast responses. What the relevance is, you do that at the cost of shutting down your intelligence. And this is the big problem that we face in our world today, is that with all this stress, not only are we getting sicker, but we're not responding as intelligently as we should.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand that. The
issue is, well, if 90% of our illness is due to stress, then why the hell are we trying to tell people in the way the medical community is operating? They know that 90% of the illness is due to stress. Then you would think, well, if that's what it was, then the medical community would be out there saying, how can we reduce the stress of an individual? How can we, get people to get back into harmony again? They're not interested in doing that. They're interested in saying, well, you just keep your life the same way it is, but I'll give you drugs. And the drugs will try to adjust your chemistry in this high world of stress. And the fact is, that is the least likely process.
Are you talking about drugs like antidepressants and things like that?
Antidepressants, any of the drugs that we're taking because we're not dealing with the stress. And so we say, well, look, you live in a stress world, so take these drugs. And the fact is, but you could reprogram somebody so they don't have to respond to these stresses, and then they could live in the same world without the drugs.
Okay, so how do you do that? How do you reprogram people or your subconscious mind? How do you reprogram the subconscious mind?
Well, this is a very critical problem, because a lot of people used to think, well, if I just become aware of my stresses, then, oh, wow, the magic, I am now stress-free because I am aware of the stresses. And the fact, no, being aware of the stresses doesn't change the stresses, it just makes you aware that the stresses are there. Your responses to the stresses are based on your subconscious programming. That's why the illnesses that run in the family, because the way the parents deal with the stress is the way the children learn to deal with the stress. And if the way the parents do it is a pathological process that leads to their illness, unknowingly the children learning that same response will get the same illness. That's why it runs in families. So the issue is, how do you change it? And here's the big problem. There has been a belief for a long time, especially in psychology, that if you become consciously aware of the things that cause stress in your life, then all of a sudden, like magic, your life will be fixed. That's why we go to a psychoanalysis. We learn that, oh, your mom did this, your dad did this, this friend did that, whatever, and then we say, wow, now I know I'm screwed up. And then you think, well, now that you know that, it's all better. And it turns out, that never changed anything. That just made people totally aware of, yeah, I'm stressed out, and I know why, but I'm still stressed out. And so the issue has been the concept that if you just become aware of your stresses, you've now got a handle on it, and the answer is not really. You're still dealing with the same behavior because that's a program. You have to learn how to change a program. And the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are not directly connected in that way because they learn in different ways. I could give you a fact. And they say, wow. And you could say, yeah, my mind now has this new fact because Bruce just said this fact. And I said, did that change the subconscious? And the answer is no. And the reason why, the subconscious learns in a different way than the conscious mind learns. The subconscious is based on repetition and experience. and that you keep repeating it in habits. The subconscious mind is like a habit mind. And so just because I become aware of something, it doesn't change a habit. So we have to learn, how do you get into the subconscious mind and then rewrite the habits? Now, that's the issue. And in fact, I just want to say this right now because I think it's very critical. The fact of going back over your own life to find out where the problems are and how you got them, I don't think that's a very positive thing to do.
That's hard.
It's hard, and there's two reasons why it doesn't work very well. Number one, most of the programming occurs before you're five, and a lot of it even before you were born. So I don't care how far your memory can go back. It's not likely to even touch on the issues that created a lot of your habits.
Even with talk therapy and things like that, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really go back to that part. And then the more you review the history, the more you replay the same circuitry of the habit. So if that hurt you back 30 years ago, it sure as hell going to hurt you again if
so
you go
cells,
over it today.
The cells literally reactivate as you're recalling the...
Yeah, it's like a habit is like playing the same pathway. So when you recall it, you're playing the same pathway again. Now, the idea is, so then Bruce would have to say, if asked, well, if I'm not to go over the past, then how do I deal with my programming? And then here's the fun part. Since your life is essentially 95% controlled by your subconscious, then here's a simple fact. Your life is a printout of your subconscious. You don't have to go backwards to find your problems. Your problems are here right now, today. And so you can look at your life and say, well, these things are good in my life. And then I'm going to suggest to you, well, they're good because you have programs that support those things in your life. And then you say, but these parts of my life, they're not as good. And then I would have to say, yes, because they generally reflect that you have a program not supporting those. Do I have to go back and find out who gave me that program? The answer is absolutely not. That's not even relevant. As a matter of fact, there's an old saying that really tells you how irrelevant that is. The old saying is, don't kill the messenger over the message. And basically what I say, if you go back and find out your mom did this, your dad did this, your girlfriend, your boyfriend did that, whatever it is, and I would say, yeah, those are the messengers. Because their actions led to you creating a response, which is a message. And the relevance about going back and killing and beating up the messenger over what you learned doesn't change the message. So that's not even relevant. The question is, what's the message? And that's where I say, oh, you don't have to go back to see the message. You're playing it. Your life is a play out of that message. So basically it says, don't go backwards. Start with the present moment and go forwards.
Really?
And basically, it's just simpler that way.
That changes it. Wow, that is really refreshing information, Bruce. I mean, well, speaking of refreshing information, I want people to know that if they go to theawareshow.com/Lipton, you will be able to get the offer on that page, the special offer on that page. Before, when I had mentioned that that particular button wasn't working, so they were dropping people off the call. So if they just refresh the page, and people can get back on at the end of the call. Okay, all right. So we're just experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. But if they go to theawareshow.com/Lipton, LIPTON, then at the end of the call, then hit refresh and you can get the special offer button. Okay, so anyway, so going forward, if you can continue to change the patterns in your life on a forward basis, then that is what you're saying will work to reprogram the genes, Bruce?
Yeah, but there are many ways of doing that. I mean, one, basically I've said the subconscious mind is a habit mind. So if you exercise a habit and repeat this behavior over and over again with an awareness of it. I mean, you can't do it just by accident. You have to have an awareness. I'm going to physically change this habit. I go back like this because I'm old enough to remember that before there were seatbelts in cars, we never had seatbelts. And then they put the law and put the seatbelt on. And it's like, I remember the beginning of that law. It's like, oh, damn, this seatbelt. You know, it's like every time it was an aggravation to put the seatbelt on. But guess what? It became a habit. And became a habit to the extent that if I get in the car and don't put the seatbelt on today, my body says something's wrong and I automatically put the seatbelt on. So what it basically says is, if you actually manifest the habit, then over that period of time of generating this habit, you will rewrite the program. And there are faster ways of doing it as well, but that involves super learning techniques, which are associated with a whole variety of new healing modalities, some of them called energy psychology, et cetera. But why I'm saying this, I don't need to go into the details. As a matter of fact, if they go on my website, there's a list of resources of changing belief systems.
There